Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The public wheat breeding program at Oklahoma State University is second to none. And wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver says they're constantly looking for varieties that will do more for the producer and more for the consumer.
We've got to keep the yield curve moving up, you know, no doubt about it. But at the same time, we have to keep quality first and foremost up front. Front and center, in fact. Never give quality a backseat to the yield. So I think we continue to do that. We're doing fine. But I'm taking this opportunity as we have some good yield and good quality in our genetics. Let's look at some other traits that might be of interest, not just to the producer, but to the consumer.
An example of what consumers might want, antioxidants. And Dr. Carver says you may be able to get that by changing the color of the wheat kernel.
But now we have purple wheats, and we've always had purple wheats.
The wheat breeding program at Oklahoma State University, supported by your Wheat Checkoff and the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Well, cattle futures were finally able to post strong gains after falling over the period of 3 weeks. It's possible a spike low might have been established based on the action yesterday. However, the strength will need to continue to confirm that technical action. Without cash cattle trading yesterday and continued weakness of boxed beef, the market may remain vulnerable to limited outside potential. There should be some cash activity developing today, but it's expected to be light. Now, we did see a little bit of trade in our part of the country steady with last week. Box beef prices continued to decline, and the choice was down 304, select down $1.54. Hogs tried to hold yesterday and even more higher in sympathy with the higher cattle trade. However, futures succumbed to selling pressure as the day progressed. The charts are looking very similar to the decline experienced in cattle, with lower lows and lower highs on a daily basis. The December contract closed at the lowest level since February 22nd. On the grain, Kansas City wheat, the December is up 3.25 cents early today, back above $7 after a brief test of the 100-day average at 6.76 late last week. USDA's WASDE report had a modest bearish demand adjustment Friday, but mainly confirmed that the world's exportable wheat supplies are at their lowest level in 8 years. December corn's trading 5 cents higher early today, making a bid for a third higher close in 4 days after posting an outside bullish reversal after Friday's WASDE report. Tropical storm Nicholas continues to dump rain on southern Louisiana, threatening flash floods, while nearly 100,000 remain without power from Hurricane Ida. Even so, the rain is expected to move eastward later today and give grain terminals a chance to get on with the work of loading and moving grain as harvest starts to pick up across the country. November soybeans trading 8.75 cents higher early today, showing an attempt to lift up from its lowest prices in 2 months. We're going to check the futures in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. On the livestock, October live cattle up 185, 124.12, December up 250 at 129.65, September feeder cattle up 307, 155.27, October up 270, 158.15. October hogs down 40 cents, 80.37, December down 120, 72.17. Kansas City wheat, December up 15.5, 701.75. March up 15.5, 710.5. Chicago wheat, December is up 13.75 at $7.75. March is up 14.25, 711.25. December corn's up 7 cents, 520.25. March is up 6.25 at 528.25. November soybeans down 2.25, 1282.5. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.